world of news.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Good afternoon, Klamath Basin. It's Thursday, August 16th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with the Herald and News. Here's a preview of stories that you can find in tomorrow's edition of the Herald and News. These are tomorrow's headlines today. Thunderstorms sparked multiple fires in southern Oregon, including the Watson Creek Fire 15 miles west of Paisley in Lake County, which by Thursday had rapidly expanded to 350 acres on the Fremont-Wainuma National Forest. Elsewhere, three fires were sparked by lightning on the Modoc National Forest, the Stone Fire being the largest, west of Yellow Jacket Spring, which has grown to roughly 1,500 acres. Firefighters had almost completed a line around the Stone Fire yesterday when they had to disengage due to increasing winds and extreme fire behavior. The quarantine fire is 2 miles south of the Highway 139 quarantine station and is approximately 27 acres, and the North Fire in the southern Warner Mountains is just 1 acre. Staff from Oregon Health and Science University toured the Kern at OHSU, a new series of upstairs apartments in downtown Klamath Falls designed for students participating in OHSU's rural health programs. The units first opened in November 2017 and currently have enough room for 12 students, who often stop by for programs during four-week periods. OHSU officials say they plan on expanding housing by adding another series of units next to the property by 2019. These expansions come at a time when several groups in Klamath Falls continue to seek out solutions for an increasingly tight housing market, a growing problem that faces many cities in Oregon. As preparations are underway to open Klamath Union High School's academic building to students and staff in September, city schools are still figuring out a loan amount to request of Klamath County commissioners to fully fund the arts building. Arts building construction at KU started in May and is now slated to cost about $7 to $7.5 million, according to Paul Hillier, superintendent of city schools, double the amount initially projected. Hillier said the school board could determine a loan amount to request of county commissioners as early as next week. One part of higher costs associated with the arts building is a higher estimated cost for a structure linking the academic and arts building. A structure fire was reported on the 200 block of North Church Avenue in Chiloquin on Thursday morning. Chiloquin Fire and Rescue responded with the support of the Klamath County Sheriff's Office. The fire was able to be knocked down within 30 minutes, but the structure, a residence, suffered severe damage. Oregon Department of Forestry also responded to the scene to assist with the backyard of the house catching fire. The resident of the home, an adult male, has been left displaced by the blaze. The Red Cross is assisting the resident with placement. No cause for the fire has been released at this time. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in the Friday, August 17th Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to check back each day for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news impacting the Klamath Basin. And thanks for listening.